So all through these years of touring with Jimmy, when we're off the road, I'm just sort of eating up with music. So I generally go straight from the road into a studio with somebody somewhere, either doing some little job. I just like to wake up every day and feel like I'm in the service of music. It doesn't really matter to me if I'm a guitar player or a writer or a publisher or if I'm in the produce section as a producer or if I'm going to get cheeseburgers for the people that are better than me. It doesn't really make any difference as long as I'm helping music somehow or other. And this song came from some of that. There's a great band from Apopka, Florida called Sawyer Brown, a country band. And great buddies of mine. And we made a lot of records together, but this particular record, they had asked me to be a producer. And we were trying to finish up an album, and we needed one more song. We needed a sort of a toe tapper. And I talked to Mark Miller, the lead singer. I said, "Mark, we got a bunch of great songwriter buddies. You want to call and see what they got?" And he said, "Nope. You're going to do it." He happened to know about one of my propensities as a songwriter, something I like to do, one of my songwriting methods, is I like to drive with my knees and play a mandolin. Something about the horrible danger and public nuisance that is makes me write songs. I don't know exactly. It sounds like bragging, but it's a public service announcement. I'm just telling you, I'm in your area on a small island with a large American SUV rental car, so I'm just saying. I don't have a mandolin or you'd really be in trouble. But Mark said, "Get your mandolin." He just shook my truck keys. Go. We'll wait. They're at the studio waiting on me, you know. So I rode around, started stomping my foot in my truck, and got a little verse and chorus I was happy with, and went back to the studio. We finished up this song and made a record. Put it out. We had a number one country song with it. It's all just fortunate, blessing, fun, all of that. And then you don't have to clap. I'm going to self brag a little bit more. I was raised better than this, but there's going to be a little bit of aggrandizement. And like 6 months after this record went number one, we were doing the thing in Nashville that we do a lot, which is like a basically a self-congratulatory dinner where you invite a bunch of people so that they can brag on you if you get tired of bragging on yourself. And we were sitting at a table like that, and our buddy Waylon Jennings happened to be in the room that night, and he's one of my heroes, and Mark was bragging to Waylon about this song. He said, "Waylon, you know, Mac, he wrote this just driving with his knees and playing a mandolin. Have you ever heard of anything like that?" Waylon said, "Yeah, we used to do that all the time. I thought I invented it." So it's kind of a letdown, really. But Waylon's one of my heroes. And he went on to tell us that in his running days, when he and George Jones were running around, if they needed four more songs to finish an album, they would just load up a car with guitars and alcohol and other substances. And they would take off driving west until they finished two songs and then turn around. They were doing math at the same time. That's how cool those guys were. Me, I was just trying to get a verse and a chorus and get back to so I could drink a milkshake. And I'm not as cool as Waylon. But this is the song that we got from it, and I've introduced it so long now it seemed odd to not play it. But Eric's going to handle the stomping part, and I'm not going to try to drive and play at the same time, but this is called "This Time."